That should be the start to the show, that noise.
Well, should we start this up? Get the party started?
Let's start
it's,
the
it's
show.
Already started. All right, welcome back to Painted Teeth Radio.
Welcome back.
I'm your host, Jeremy Gregory. To my left, as always, is Jeff Wee.
That's me.
And we have a new person that's going to be our new person!
Who's that?
Jake Decoy! Hold on, sound the horn! Start the hip-hop beats! Jake Decoy! Starting this week? Yeah. Starting right now.
Yeah, starting right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is how the plan's going to go. He'll come in and we'll record an episode and we'll try to get out as fast as we can. Then me or Jeff will edit one of the old episodes. So it'll go a live one. Not a live one. A new one. Then an old one. Then a new one. Then an old one. And we only have 7 more of the old ones.
Mm-hmm. And they're not old. People are anxiously waiting.
Oh, yeah. They're fresh.
They're fresh for sure. No one's ever heard them.
They're fresh as a baby's bottom.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Fresh as farm eggs.
Farm eggs, yeah.
And for some of the guests that we have coming up on the old ones that aren't old, is the next one's Jessica Spring, and then They Drift is after that. And that one should be a good one.
That's cool, yeah.
Serenity Wise is after that.
Woo!
And then, she was the director of the Northwest African American Museum in Seattle, or did a mural, and she's the one that got me. Yeah, she's the one that got me there. She's awesome.
That's awesome.
So then after that is the infamous.
Oh, shit.
T-Town legend. Jonathan Clinton. Give it up.
I can't wait for that one. All of you that recognize that name, you know what that means.
Yes.
That means you better tune in to that shit. After that is the Sasquatch. I went to the Sasquatch Art Off. At Sasquatch is a yearly festival at the Gorge where they have 474 bands, right?
Mm.
Or give or take. Give or take.
Close.
We went there last year. We've talked about it on here, but we went there last year and did a bunch of art and just hung out and listened to a bunch of bands. But I interviewed a bunch of people that were there, a bunch of the artists that were there.
Oh, cool.
And like over the time, it's like, I think it was 4 days. And so that'll be out by itself too. But I'm going to put some little clips in, too.
Nice.
Like, you want to hear some right now?
Sure, let's hear those clips.
All right.
This clip is from Sasquatch 2016. And it's me and Joey Brooks. We were going from camp into the venue with the car. And it was like after hours. There was a certain time you couldn't do it. And I'm like a rule follower freak. And Joey's like, no, dude, just do what you want. Just do whatever you want. And I was like, what? He's like, dude, just drive right in there. And I was like, what? Dude, there's a dude standing there. This is what it sounds like.
Is that an open gate? I can't see.
Yeah, that's an open gate.
Is that an open gate?
Just do what you want. You're just driving in. We already drove past the guy that was like, have a good night.
Driving in, dude.
I was like, we can't get in there. And then we're just driving right into the whole venue.
Yes.
Yep, because there's people in here working.
Guess
like
why?
Exactly what you said.
Because you do what you want.
Because you said just do what you want. There's people in there working. Nobody's going to give a fuck. And then, what? Yeah. Okay. I'll listen to you next time on that one.
And you just run in.
And you just get your
stuff.
You don't gotta do this at 8 in the morning. Yeah,
and you just get your stuff. I mean, shit, we can go.
And people are getting their stuff.
And just be out.
People are getting their stuff.
Yeah.
That's funny. Everybody's getting their stuff.
Yeah. It's the name of the game, man.
That's fucking funny. See, sometimes I'm too much like that. Where I'm like, don't do it. No way. There's no way they're going to let you in. He just drove right into the exact spot where he was vending. The dude said, have a good day when we were going into the venue.
Have a good day.
And so, after the Sasquatch one is Mandy Sue Myers, who's a doll maker from Portland.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And sure, her stuff is all good. And then after that is Vega Boom. Did you see that video?
No.
Vega Boom?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Vega Boom, they're riding their bikes around the world.
Yeah.
They came here. They found me on Instagram.
Oh, really?
And hit me up, and they were like, she's an artist. It's a couple. She's an artist, and she wanted to, like, hang out with artists because he's a bicyclist. And she's like, I'm not really a bicyclist, and this shit sucks.
So they went on a trip together where she could kick it with artists and ride bikes?
No, they're just on a bike riding. They've been married for 2 years and have never had a house. They left on their bikes.
They started in Quebec, and then they went all the way across Canada, and then they went all the way down to Monterey,
they're
Mexico.
I don't get how you could do that.
You can't.
Financially.
You can't. Well, no, they're all, it's all, what are you talking about, on the internet? You're all good.
They're like, they have like a TV show on the internet.
Yeah, oh, they're
really?
Famous.
Yeah. So
they're
totally clueless.
They have like matching Patagonia jackets and shit.
Yeah. Well, no, everybody is. Like, that isn't on their thing. It's more like, I think it's more like Mexico is like, who knows about it.
Yeah.
But it's, while they go around, like through the United States, they're just meeting all these people and getting more of an audience and more of an audience.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of like Forrest Gump, but on bikes, where they just keep
exactly. Just keep going. And it's not her thing though. But
and
riding
not
a bike
super annoying like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, yeah.
No, and riding a bike isn't her thing. Do you get that part?
It probably is now though.
Well,
she knows about it.
Yeah, she. They have little things on the video on the vlog. If you go check this out, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, she has a breakdown where she's like, "This isn't even my thing. What the fuck am I doing?" She's riding the bike. She's riding the bike through Alaska during bear season on her period.
Uh-huh.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Like, instead of just kicking it with the family in Mexico, like, yeah. By the beach or
something. You'll be fine.
It's cool. Just go. Just
ride
fast.
Yeah, go faster. Exactly. And the other thing is,
you'll make it.
I don't know if this is a cultural thing or not, but, so, he has her. She loads up the bikes. She carries more than half the shit, like all the shit. And then he's filming her, like riding circles around her, filming her, going like, come on, my little machine, come on, you can do it. Oh, god damn, she'll beat your ass.
Oh, dude, and then you'll just like be dead in the desert and no one will ever find you.
Anyways.
Just plotting.
It's a good one. It's a good one. They're good. And you can go, if you go watch their vlog or go look up their vlog, you can see the one about Tacoma, and it's awesome. It shows the puppets. We had the puppets on drones.
Oh,
it's
nice.
All. I'll show you later, but yeah, go check it out. Well, we're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back. So, Vega Boom is the whole thing. You gotta check it out. The last one on this list is Bruce Martin. This dude. Ooh.
Oh, man.
What? What do you think? What do you think, Jeff? Jeff is here for this dude.
He's a very interesting character.
He was sending dick pics, but he had to do it through my buddy's phone. Because his phone, he didn't have the girl's number. But he didn't want to, like, just send her a dick pic because she didn't give him his number. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he still wanted to send her a dick pic, so he...
I don't get the whole dick pic...
Phenomenon. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
then he showed it all to us, too.
I just, you know, it's... The dick pic... I never, ever have I thought to send a dick... My dick...
Yeah.
...pic to a random girl that I'm trying to hook up with. A girl that I'm hooking up with wants a picture of my dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can understand.
That's a different thing, but not
random
a
random girl online, don't know, or you met at a bar, she gave you her number.
Yeah.
And you send them a dick pic.
Right.
Where do these people think it's going to lead? Are there women that actually see a dick pic and say, oh my god.
And run and jump on it?
Yeah.
Run and just find it down?
How many?
Search it out?
How many do you think there is? Like one out of 20?
No.
So he's sending like 50 out and one of them.
Yeah, but he's just doing a group text, though. It's easy.
So you know what I'm saying? Out to like 10 different women.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, Mom.
Somebody's gonna bite.
I didn't mean to bump your number when I was doing that shit.
Oops. You know, I guess if you just you try, eventually you're gonna get that one. But then how many? She's that one that will fuck over a dick pic.
Do you want her? Is she a keeper? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how discerning he is either. Didn't he tell us how many women he slept with? It was like 1,500 or 1,700 or something.
Yeah, it was something weird. And it was so gross. And you were like, oh my God. Like, your dick probably doesn't even look like a dick anymore. I don't know if you want to be taking pictures of that, man. That thing is dirty. It's got some slivers in it and shit. It's all fucking masonite burns. This dude. Anyways, you got to listen to that one. It's great. Bruce Martin, I got you, bro. And next time you come back into town, come on through.
I'm sure you have an amazing penis.
Yeah. I think he's all right.
Yeah, I think he's probably doing pretty good.
I was checking out his stuff. He's had
sex with 15 to 17 other women.
From showing his dick.
He's definitely doing something right in the dick department.
You're probably right in the dick department. That'll be a great one. Bruce Martin, number 7. Woo! That's the last one.
That's right.
The last one from the last 7 episodes from last year, right?
Yeah, that are left. I'm saying these are the ones that are left to edit. Okay. And that are going to be in between you, Jake, Decoy.
Decoy one.
Jake is an artist and rap aficionado.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
He's a super good rapper, too.
He freestyles straight off the dome piece like nobody's business.
I actually went in high school when all my friends started rapping, or they had like probably been rapping before that. I tried to start with them.
Yeah.
Because everybody else was doing it. So yeah. I tried, but I was fucking horrible. Horrible.
And you just tried. Oh, what were some lyrics? You got any lyrics? You remembered it. You memorized that first one you wrote. You memorized that shit.
Yeah, you know it. Nope. Come on.
I don't. I remember my first lyrics to a punk rock song that we wrote because I was in.
Okay. That's
in the seventh.
Change the beat.
Seventh grade, I'm looking for. We were in a punk band.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't remember all the lyrics, but I remember it. It's kind of weird because when you look back at it,
it's funny.
It's about like pills and shit. So it was like, it was deep, how did it go? Depression, happy pills, only work for one day. Hey, you, what are you going to do? Will you find me a way? And it's like, yeah, screaming.
Okay. What are you gonna do? Bitch! Yeah.
Happy pills! Yeah. Only work for one day!
Yes! That's what I'm talking
about. And the best part about it is somewhere there is a videotape of our band. I don't know where it's at, but
I just sat up straight.
Our mic stand was a vacuum cleaner, and I sat in a chair and played guitar and sang into a mic. It's in seventh grade.
That's
okay?
Awesome. That's
remember great. This, I was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Okay, this is last month or something.
This wasn't when you're 19.
So the vacuum mic stand, and then we had this video of my buddy's mom's photographer, because they're in this, his mom was in the model, like did modeling and all this other stuff, so her photographer friend did video. We have this video somewhere. It's awesome.
I know. I already know that.
Depression.
Give me that.
Singing about pills and shit in the seventh grade. It's kind of weird. I always think back about that. That was before drugs too. Like I didn't even smoke weed.
No, it's just all the stuff you're thinking, like from TV.
Yeah, probably.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's what
all the pill commercials.
Yeah, I went through that.
Yeah, the pharmaceutical pill.
I went through that.
Take pills, you'd be happy.
Are you pretty confident you can come up with this footage, or?
I don't know. I don't.
Where's the tape?
It would be. Who fucking knows? Like the guy that I was in the band with. I'm not really in contact with him anymore. And it was the photographer.
They had
their photographer family friend that was. I don't know. We had. You know what?
It's somewhere, dude.
We had the video
it's somewhere.
Because I remember it was three of us, and I played the guitar, another guy played the guitar, and the drums, so he would go back and forth, and then we had the guy that was the bassist that was the photographer,
kid.
Friend. Yeah, whatever.
I
remember he brought it into our, like, homeroom class in middle school and watched, like, played it for everybody in our class, so he might actually have it, and I'm still, like, in contact with him.
What was the name of this amazing band, by the way?
We had so many. That's the funny thing is I can't really remember the names. But I just remember we had a... There was one that stands out. It was Donkey Love. Wow. And it was... I wish I could remember how I even did the graphic. I probably had to do it in, like, Corel Draw or one of those old crappy...
It was on the computer?
Yeah, it was a computer graphic, but I found two donkeys, and they are... They were fucking, and the donkey in the front had a cigarette in its mouth, and it was Donkey Love, and I made these little 8.5 by 11 posters. That's the one name that stands out.
Wow.
But we had, like, a bunch. I don't remember them all. Like, at least 10 different, we'll be that. That's cool. And then, we'll be that. We had, like, that song plus maybe 2 or 3 other ones.
Wow.
You didn't have any love songs? Because it seems like it'd be drugs or love, even if you're not, because you're not doing both, you know?
Like, that's just the one in my memory, you know, shortly. That's the only one I...
I don't mean love songs, I mean fuck that bitch!
Vividly like stands out. I'm sure we had love songs and screamed about, like, girls that didn't like
broken
us.
Broken heart,
we
yeah.
Like, the punk rock kids in 7th grade.
Right. Nobody likes that kid.
Yeah.
I had some lyrics from... around that time.
Oh yeah,
I'm lying, it was a little bit older
last but month.
It was like it just did it last night. I just wrote this I got this app and it makes me look like a rock star.
Yes.
So, no, but it there were some songs like I wrote that Sweater song before Weezer. I did a bunch of heavy. It was heavy.
You
were cool. Underground.
Underground. So on the record we're gonna say that Jeremy Gregory was much cooler than Weezer.
Yeah, before
they were. Weezer was cool.
They're cool now, yeah.
Yeah.
So you wrote
back then. I'm talking about like in...
Not now. No, we're not talking about right now. Obviously, Weezer is cooler than back then.
I used to love you.
Oh, shit. He's got the lyrics.
I used to adore you. Then you fucked it up. You stupid whore, you. Is that good?
Did you just make that up right now?
No, no, this is my real shit.
You okay, so what's the sweater part?
You traded me for him. I don't remember all of it. But I bet you do it again. This is the voice, too, but a little bit higher, maybe. Because I don't dress just right. And he looks out of sight.
That rhyme was...
I worked on it. You know what I'm saying? I worked on it.
So, but again,
so where's the sweater? This has
nothing to do with the sweater so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause he looked better in his jock sweater. See, fuck you, Weezer, so biting ass jock. Motherfuckers. Yeah, he was a jock. Of course, he was a jock. We were skaters. Skaters weren't cool. Everybody now, everybody's like, skaters are cool. Skaters are so cool. Oh my god, skaters are the shit. It used to be you're a fucking dork, and you carry your board as a sign of your dorkness.
Yep,
and you're in the dork army. And now it's ruined. You know how many kids I see walking around with skateboards on cement? Walking down a hill with a skateboard on cement.
Or even on flat.
Yeah, on flat too. Same thing. Just walking. Like, how could you walk?
Why would you not get
on that thing? You have a skateboard in your hand. It's right here. Anyways.
They're tired.
Anyway.
They're tired.
They're tired
from holding the skateboard all day.
Well, actually,
from
like standing if you're with tired, it. You would skate because it would get you there quicker.
Yeah, you just
everything. There's no reason to walk when you're holding a skateboard on a flat or downhill,
unless it's like wet and you don't want to get your bearings.
Yeah, I wouldn't have quit skating. I skated till about probably 9th grade, and then I just started smoking too much pot, and I got stoner, and then I started tagging on shit.
Yeah, and then that's just, it. Skating. That's
I
what
just stopped skateboarding. I started tagging.
Skating's what got me into tagging.
Yeah. So, yeah, actually, my guys, friends that some of the guys that I skated, well, actually, most of them, we all tagged together, that's right.
Yeah, that's how it starts, because all you do is go around together, all around the town, and like all night long and stuff, and then pretty soon you're like, whoa, we were here, I wrote my name on this, and then pretty soon it's like, hey, you can do that everywhere, big.
Big.
So anyways, I think we have a topic, kind of, a theme for the show.
Well, because it's the beginning, right?
It's the beginning. We have
it's a new host, beginning.
Right, first episode of 2017.
We're going to move it into, go over this year, last year a little bit, what we're doing,
How did your last year go, 2016? Jake Decoy.
Last year was good. Actually, probably one of my best years I've ever had.
That is a good thing.
Summarize.
That's a big thing to say.
Yeah,
that's good.
Summarize it. Let's summarize it a little bit, so I'm not talking forever.
No, you talk as long as you want. We're on a podcast.
Yeah, I guess we can just talk. If anybody really wants to know about what happened last year. No, I just...
just some highlights. Like, what highlights you did some shit.
A new offspring.
Mm-hmm.
I have a
new album?
A new album. My new hip-hop album is coming out.
Are you in the Offspring?
Yeah.
It's you collabing with Offspring? That's good. Anyway, sorry.
I had a daughter, so now I got two kids.
Wow.
Which is good. Keeps me busy.
Yeah?
A little bit. Just a tiny bit busy.
What do you think? What's the difference?
Between one and two kids?
Well, between zero... Having... What about between zero and one? Then between zero and two? Or between one and two? That's what I meant.
With zero kids, you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, outside of, you know, your quote-unquote adult responsibilities.
Right.
Whatever those might be. You have your own schedule.
Yeah.
You can
put it
stay up
like.
As late as you want. You can... You know what? You can sleep in.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah, I'll think about
that. You
know
what I really liked about not having kids was sleeping in. That's probably a good one. As soon as you have one kid, then you just start giving things up. But you give the thing is like people, I think they misinterpret it. It's like you give things up because you want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, oh, fuck, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
It's
like, you're like I'd rather.
It's like, I did that, but I'd rather hang out with my kid, you know. That's cool, but my kid is awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So and you're just helping it grow.
Yeah, you
to be around.
You don't
it.
Do
yeah.
what you used to do, but you don't do it because you'd rather, you know,
yeah.
hang out with your kids. With one kid, for me, it was just turned my whole life around. Like, I could go into many things about what changed with one kid. Main thing would just be, yeah, you just have to. You have a kid, you got to take care of it. It can't be like a deadbeat dad. Or,
yeah. You know, you're like, oh shit, now I got shit.
I don't get all that whole movement of fucking assholes out there that don't take care of their kids. Fuck you guys. yeah, but you just come less. I mean, you still got to be selfish, especially as an artist. You still got to like maintain your some type of personal schedule. Like,
right.
I'm an artist. I do certain things. I still got to progress in my own life, but you sacrifice. I would say the biggest thing is your schedule, and you gotta rearrange things and do things, which can be hard. Like be creative during 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock.
Right.
Okay. Now I have this time off. Like I have to be creative. So it kind of sucks that sometimes because. Forcing creativity can be hard.
Yeah.
But you get to it. Like now I'm getting more used to it as like having a schedule and
with my life, I'm interrupting you, but
no.
So in my life's open. So I can just do art the whole time.
Yeah.
Right? Whenever I have like a meeting or something that shortens that gives me a time parameter, I just get so much shit done. It forces me, because then a lot of times when I have all day, I end up like sitting here and thinking way too much or stuff like that. When you have a couple hours, you like start figuring out stuff to get done.
Yeah.
Like you only got time's coming, even though it feels gross.
Yeah.
Like it feels gross inside to
yeah.
me. Uh-huh. I still get a lot of shit done.
Lots of shit.
I do. I have like, he goes to school in the morning for 3 hours.
Ooh.
So I get up, take him to school, and then I have 3 hours where it's like.
Go time.
Yeah, and the baby's like 3 months, so she basically is sleeping through that time. So I have this 3-hour window 3 days a week
mm-hmm.
where it's like coffee, get shit done. You got to be an adult when you have a kid, yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. You know, you don't give up who you are at all. I mean, some people do.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
You don't have to. Yeah, and you wouldn't want to. Like, I'm like, I wouldn't, I'm not going to, you know. Go put a suit and tie on because I have a kid. And,
yeah.
You know, I want my kid to be cool and do art and spray paint with them and shit, you know, so.
Right.
What's cool about what you just said, though, is that you just had your best year, and it was a year with, it was like one of the first years with a kid.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's a good sign.
Well, it's like, at first being a parent, I think, is a little scary. Well, not
yeah.
a little, it's really
it's
scary.
A lot
it's
scary.
Fucking terrifying. But you get to where it's like, you, I don't know. It's like one of those things you can't, people, if you don't have a kid, you can't fully, it's just like if you, any experience, unless you've gone through it, you can't fully explain it to somebody.
Yeah.
But it lit, like, Christmas this year is like the best Christmas I've ever had. You know, it's like with kids, it's fucking, I don't know, it's amazing. It's
really dope.
Oh, my
God. You're the dad.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh.
But you then 1 to 2, we'll just real quick, 1 to 2.
Yep, the change.
Now it's just like even more insane schedule-wise because basically I'm on Dylan duty, which is my first. He's like 3 and a half. And she's on Chloe, which is the baby. And then we help each other. But more or less, like, mainly I'm
running side, all his shit,
like, taking
side.
Him to school, making sure whatever, whatever with him. And but then that time that you would normally, like, okay, you take care of him now, I'm going to, that's even lessened even more, so. But it's, again, it's still one of those things where it's like.
You're down.
You're down to do it because they're fucking, they're awesome, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's that a cool.
Was main highlight of this year.
Yeah.
But just art and other shit, man. Everything's just been going pretty well. I went through recently, this last couple months, I went through kind of a, not like a crisis, but like, not a creative crisis, but kind of like a feeling like I'm doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is anything happening?
Like,
yeah.
I'm just spewing out the same material, I guess, is kind of, I guess, a good way to say it. And it's, I don't know. I've taken like 3 weeks off of doing anything, and I'm still in this kind of mode of wanting to create something but kind of holding back from doing anything because I want to, I don't know, I need to be more happy with what I'm doing, I guess, right now.
Yeah, you need to get re-sparked.
Yeah, so it's like a really amazing year, and then I think the last month,
mm-hmm.
I've just not, creatively, I've been in this kind of low, but then like Christmas and family and all that shit took over all that, so
yeah.
It was like amazing December.
Right.
So normally, if I didn't have a family, I'd probably be a depressed mess right now.
Yeah, yeah, because the end, it's know? The end of the holidays. Yeah,
like fucking, you know, I can't.
Be, somebody said LOL on a text or something like that.
Yeah, you're an artist, and when you can't create, like you're fucking, you get to, at least me. Like if I'm not creative and I'm not doing something,
yeah,
like,
you want to kill yourself.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to kill myself, but I get super down, like
yeah.
in, like lows where it's like,
I'm with you.
I need to do some art. You know, but right now I've replaced that, so it's been really good.
Plus, you can always look at those little baby faces. Sure.
Oh, dude, it's fucking adorable.
That part's
dude.
Cool. Fucking like when you feel like shit, you can just be like, oh, hey, push him over.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Kick him.
Yeah, kick him. Yeah. See.
A good year.
Yeah,
good
that's
year.
Cool.
This has been a great year, and now I'm on the show.
Yeah, now you're on the show. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've only came on here twice and had a lot of fun, and then you hit me up. It was a long time ago, but
mm-hmm.
I just was having a kid, so I was like, dude.
You don't say.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, gotta have the kid and get past it, and now I'm in a place where we can start doing this, so it feels very successful to be here.
Nice.
Like a success story.
Yay! Now, if I won't be a dick, everything will just
yeah,
be so
yeah, as long
so
as
smooth.
Jeremy's not a fucking dick through the whole process.
Well, that's how it's going through things.
LOL.
I was going through things. LOL, I guess.
It happens.
LOL.
LOL. LOL. It happens. Well, I can be the highlight of the show today, I guess.
Yeah, you're the new dude.
Yeah, I guess I'm the new guest. I should talk a little bit about myself. New host.
So we're going to call the Weird Beard.
Okay.
There's a segment that we have called the Weird Beard, and he asks a question every time.
All right.
Of the guest.
Mm-hmm.
But since you're the new co-host, we're going to do it.
All right.
I think that's appropriate.
Very appropriate.
He's expecting you, right?
No. Not at all.
Awesome.
He should already sent it in, though. He's fired. Weird Beard? Is Weird Beard home?
Yeah.
I'm here with Jake Decoy. And I was wondering if you had a question for him?
Yeah, I got a question. I heard you're doing pretty good on the money front this year.
On the what?
Money front.
People want to make a bunch of money. They like to fill maybe a kiddie pool or a larger pool with money and swim around in it. Filthy, dirty money. My question is, What would you fill a kiddie pool full of and swim around in now that you're making all that big cash?
What would I fill a kiddie pool now that I'm rolling in the cash?
Like, a lot of people like to fill pools with money when they start rolling in the cash and swim around there, lay in it, do weird stuff, do whatever they want.
I'm pretty far off from having enough money to fill a kiddie pool. Maybe a bowl.
Yeah, but what he's saying is, a salad bowl?
Yeah, like a salad bowl.
But what he's asking is...
I could fill a salad bowl full of money.
So what would you...
Do you like, I know what he's asking. I'm just saying. A kiddie pool full of... See, I'd actually want to have it be practical, like that I would actually want to swim in it, not like money or gold or...
Icy hot.
Strawberry.
I don't know, like Jell-O keeps popping into my head for some reason.
It's just because you're thinking back. You're thinking back to old parties and shit where there's like Jell-O wrestling and kiddie pools. That's all that you're doing.
Yeah, right? I think that's what's coming in. I don't know. You know, maybe some kind of... I fucking don't know. I don't know what I would fill a kiddie pool full of.
You're not like swimming. You don't have to breathe it or anything. You're just like kind of chilling in it. It could be nothing. I'm not going to start because I'll start.
Hot water.
Hot water. We got the answer.
Boiled
Perrier. That's so much better than lukewarm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I told you all right. I can fill right now is a salad bowl full of money.
You're getting a hot tub.
That's it.
I want hot water in my kiddie pool.
So is that it?
I guess my other question, seeing as how your studio or pseudonym is Decoys, how do I know you're the real person?
How do I know? I've been watching a lot of Westworld, and how do I know you're real? Proof to
me and the audience that you are, in fact, real.
I'm the real decoy.
All right, decoy.
What's something that nobody else knows?
Nobody else knows.
Anyone can make up something that nobody else knows.
That's good, though. If nobody else knows it and you're making it up, it's probably a good one.
The reason why I switched my name to Decoy from Class, I used to write Class back in the day, and I switched it to Decoy because I moved to California, and...
There was already a class.
No class. I started getting online and like blasting people, trying to meet people, because I'm mad paranoid about my name, especially back then, because I actually like did shit with it.
Yeah.
I switched it, and I was looking for a name, and I needed a decoy name. Just fucking stuck. That's how it came to be.
That's it.
And no one else would know that.
And no one else would know that.
Well, maybe a few people I told that story to, but no one else. Huh. It's the real me.
Weird Beard. Is that good?
Proof
positive?
Proof positive.
I think that's good. We don't have to send Decker after you.
Wow.
Awesome.
Hey, well, thanks, man.
Yep.
We'll talk to you next time.
Any place.
Keep it weird.
Oh, you know I will.
I love that dude. I never even wanted to. I totally love that dude. Anyways.
What would you guys fill
a kiddie pool with? It depends. Like, it depends if I was drunk. It depends if, like, what mood I'm in.
Yeah. See, that's why I just went with hot water.
Yeah. Because you were like, let me out of here.
Yeah, just put some hot water. I'll be good. In a poor man's hot tub, just like you said. I like that. Poor man's hot tub. With my salad bowl of money. Just hanging out.
Floating
in my fucking kiddie pool.
I think it'd be cool to have a kiddie pool full of that. Have you seen this sand that you sculpt with?
My kid has it.
Yeah, it's like wax or something, but it doesn't stick.
It's actually pretty cool, but it fucking, if it gets on your clothes,
And your dick hole, fuck that. Ooh. Never mind.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that until just now.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be naked in it.
And nobody said it. You had to be naked, Jeremy.
No.
I forgot about it. I just was picturing it with you had to be naked. Just because you said Jell-O.
That's where your head goes.
Huh. Yeah. Because whenever I think Jell-O, I think naked.
All right.
You know who our first guest is going to be?
Who's our first
guest?
Hopefully. Uncle, so we're going to announce who our first guest is.
We're going to announce our first guest.
Confirmed.
Yeah, because I have so much faith.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Casey Weldon. You heard of this guy?
Yes.
Oh, he's a badass.
Yes.
And he's just blowing up all crazy. He just did this stupid cat mural in Las Vegas.
I haven't seen that.
In MGM Grand.
No, I'm pretty sure I follow him on Instagram, but I don't see his update. Does he update a lot?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, I don't know what happened. It's ridiculous.
Well, there's some kind of like internet gods that are starting to pick who sees what.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be, the Wild West is going to be over soon, son.
So how come I see your shit all day long?
Because I don't care.
Plus, because I just post too much shit. I'm like, what? All right, I'll post five times as much shit, and then at least one time something will get in there. I'm addicted to it. I gotta go post something real quick.
Post.
I'm about to post something right now.
That's cool.
You said post.
So that'll be the, not next week, but the first week of January.
The first new guest. Well, let's just leave it the first new guest.
First new guest.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm excited for that, too. And he's just cool, dude. He's cool.
In person.
You know how when you see all the people that are blowing up all crazy? And when I saw his stuff, the reason I really like him is because I liked his stuff. I didn't know him. And I walked by Rock LaRue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having a show. And so we went in there. We went in there because we saw the paintings. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't know that dude.
Right.
Yeah. And then I went to the drunk, and he's the dude that runs the drunk. And I didn't know that was that guy. I took the flyer, everything. And then I met him later. And then
come to find out he's like super dope.
And he's just cool. Shit. Yeah. And he's just super cool. And he's huge, which is another plus. I need all the friends I can get for the army, for the end of the world type shit. You know what I'm saying?
He's a big guy.
Yeah. He'll paint a cat on any motherfucker that tries to start shit.
Zombies or whatever.
Mm, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's good.
Alien soldiers.
He's good.
Alien soldiers. Oh, in an apocalyptic, what would you want to see happen?
Oh, apocalyptic ending of the Earth?
Yeah.
What would I want to see happen?
Zombies, alien soldiers.
Oh, I would say...
A plague.
Yeah, no, see?
No.
All those are just horrible, though.
Yeah, see, what I would like to see is, like...
It has to be something gnarly, though. It's apocalyptic ending.
Mm-hmm. I think it should be, like, aliens would come, and they would, like, drop, like, the craziest bombs you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one on Earth
that we don't know what it means. Yeah.
Right? Like, but they drop them in, like, volcanoes. You know what I'm saying? So they travel down to the center of the Earth, and then like, boom! In an instant, it's just all gone.
Jeff just wrote a movie.
That's some sci-fi shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would, yeah.
I mean, it's the most painless way to go for everybody. It's the reason I would go that way. You know, the plague, then people are like dying of the plague, and people that didn't catch it are watching everyone die from the plague.
You gotta watch your family die.
Yeah, all
I want it to
shit,
be a plague, but I want it to be something weird. Like, if you touch somebody, you're stuck to them.
So it ends up just being big balls of people. Like blobs, and they're like walking after you.
Oh my god.
And as soon as you stick, that like their mind switches to where they need to stick to something else.
Yes,
it's
the
really
heat-seeking
slow,
missile. Yeah.
But it's scary as fuck.
That's the zombie effect, the slow, like rolling ball. It's like a snowball, but like a flesh snowball.
So you just have to like stay far away from all people forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go to the mountains.
And so you just hang out with the people that are left until one day.
I couldn't touch you. You couldn't touch me. You wouldn't. And then what if you forget and you like say bye?
Yeah,
and
all right then.
Taps, and
dap
then
it out.
To your home.
No. And then Jeff tries to pull us apart. And he's all no. See, it's horrific. Uh-huh. It's horrific.
See, now, and then in that situation, it's
you gotta take a shit.
Well. What happens when y'all want to kill yourself because it's horrible, right?
Oh, and you're hooked to somebody else.
You got no hands to like grab a gun.
No, but you got to kill. You're gonna kill yourself. People are killing themselves on the side of other people.
That's what I'm saying.
Then you gotta drag.
And they're dragging. You're dragging your dead homie that's hooked on your hand from dapping out.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit.
Dude. It's like a modified blob, alien sci-fi fantasy movie.
Yep.
Right there.
So, you know, your way sounds really horrible and with lots of suffering. That's why I was going with the, like, quick explosion.
You see, when I think apocalypse, I think horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you have to survive.
Yeah.
There's no food.
Yeah. Water covers the earth or something. That's another one.
Yeah. Water, like Waterworld with Kevin Costner.
Shut up. I got it over there. I just watched it. That's why I said that. God damn it.
A lot of people hate that movie, but
fuck that movie.
No, I
actually like it.
I was watching it. Did you come in? Somebody came in and was like,
I'm happy to see that you're in here watching Waterworld. And I couldn't tell if it was a rank or not, you know?
Nah, they'd be stoked. Yeah, they were like... You see someone watching some shitty, random like, good movie, you're like, yeah.
I was into it. I didn't think it sucked, but I don't know.
No, it's not that bad. The reason I hate it is because I thought I was buying like a used video one time.
Oh, you got tricked.
It was like some other even worse, horrible science fiction movie, you know?
Yeah.
Postman?
No, it wasn't his. It was just some random one. But I didn't even look at the tape, you know, other than see that it was rewound. You put it in, and then all of a sudden Waterworld starts playing, and you're like... What the fuck?
This doesn't even make sense.
And then you pull it out, and then it's like, it's just the wrong tape was in the box that I bought. Mm-hmm. And so now I just like to hate on Waterworld, because
it did you wrong.
Did you wrong.
Kevin Costner did you wrong.
You know, I would have been happy. I'd be like, all right, I guess I'm watching Waterworld now.
No, I ended up watching.
You ended up watching it?
Yeah. Of course.
So on our new improved Candy Teeth Radio?
Yes.
We're thinking about having Jeff Southard, who owns Swoon Records, right? Which is local Tacoma. Where we call him and be like, hey, what's the song, you know? What's the song in your group, in your gang? What's the song we should play?
The new hip song that all the kids are listening to.
Yeah, hey, what are all the kids listening to out there? All right.
Fill us in.
So we might do that, but we have to call him and ask him at some point, too.
I mean, it might maybe good to, like, call, do the permission...
Cold call. That's what it's all about.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Sometimes it works out and it's awesome, and sometimes it sucks.
Yeah,
there
you
go. And sometimes nobody answers, and you're like, oh, damn.
It's super anticlimactic when that happens.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep some music throughout, you know, like there's a reason to have songs in it.
Yeah.
Like people talk about their favorite song or what they would like to work to or whatever, you know, the song they saw, somebody they saw in a concert or whatever. And then we can put it in there, it breaks it all up, makes it beautiful.
So any highlights from last year that we want to...
Talk about
that, you know, you can't just get off your mind. It's just, you can't shake.
Nope, everything was fine.
Yeah, everything went according to plan, I think.
Everybody's still alive, and everything's fine.
You guys don't have, like New Year's resolutions... Everything was amazing. You're one of those people that I'm just going to keep doing better. I don't need to make any changes.
2016 is like, 2016.
It's finally over. 2016.
Who was your favorite person that died out of the pile of people that died?
Oof. My head always goes to Prince just because he was like so badass.
Right.
But then how do you, like musicians, then you have... David Bowie, which is also badass, but I think for me, in the bigger scale of like who is more epic, I think I'd have to go with Prince out of everybody that died this past year. Even though it's like super fucked up, but for me, you know, I don't know. Some people get like emotionally like cry and like it was a family.
I feel like that, not like crying, but like it's a person that I grew up like. Robin Williams was a huge one.
Dude, that actually made me cry.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I cried. I love it. It hit a nerve, dude.
That's what I'm saying, because he's like part of your life, even though he doesn't know who the fuck you are and care if you're ever born. But, like, that dude totally influenced my whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a part of my whole life. And so when he died, and like that, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
You know? You're like, oh, no.
Who is yours? I'm going with Prince. I'm going to say Prince because it was more, I don't know. It was just the one that was like, holy shit, I've been listening to that guy forever.
I think mine was Bill Cosby. Watching him die is sad. Yeah, it was really sad to watch him die on TV.
He didn't actually die, though, but his career. We're talking about his career.
Just everything. Yeah. Everything.
Uh-huh. Everything.
I think
a little piece of America died.
I think it is. The Bill Cosby scenario is pretty crazy. That it's like, it's so out of left field, I think, for everybody to think. Because I grew up, Cosby Show, dude. Everybody fucking watched that show. Everybody.
Yeah.
Our generation watched it. Probably, I mean, did they take the Cosby Show off of?
No. It's just right plays. Now. Yeah, it's playing right now. Yeah, it's playing right now.
It's just heartbreaking to watch.
Yeah, because you're like, that dude, he can't wait to get off the set. Yeah, go pick up some pills and get down to business.
And did the people know? Like, was he a, I wonder if he was kind of like a slimy dude behind the scenes, but didn't really show, or was he just like...
Or was it top secret?
Top secret, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you want to hope that none of the other people would, like, look the other way on some shit like that.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's grandparents lived across the street from him.
Yeah.
And they were like, he's not a good dude. So he must have...
Like, he was kind of a, like, didn't tip well when he went out to eat dinner. Like, a dog would run by, a stray dog, and he'd kick it.
Hold on, honey.
Wow, it's like just that shitty... Someone needs some food, just bum on the street, needs some change, he's got a pocket full, and just shakes it as he walks by. He's that guy.
No, fuck you, Bill Cosby, you fucked me.
I didn't think about that's that. That's a good angle on the deaths of last year. That was an
accusal right there.
Accusation, yeah, for sure. It would probably fly, though. I should think about that.
More metaphorically.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant in the head.
He's the one that I'm going to have to go with, too, because even, like, if I'm at the thrift store...
I don't even think this was last year, though, either.
Yeah.
But...
I think it started in 2015, probably. It went all through 2016, so it kind of seems like it.
We'll keep it. 2016. I think he all the way died in 2016.
Yeah. He's like... Yeah.
But when you even just at the thrift store, you're going through the records, you know, and you're flipping through, and then you flip to... There's a Bill Cosby record, and I'm always like... Ah. And the thing is that you never just see one...
Yeah, no, because they're thrown out.
Right, so it's like the other six Bill Cosby records that they had all in a row, you know what I'm saying? And you're just like flipping, it's like, fuck. Oh, this is just so funny and I don't want to even look at this.
This guy.
Yeah, it just was like
this guy.
A bummer.
Onward and upward.
Thank you.
Into 2017.
Ooh.
From 2016.
2016 sounds bad, that's why. Every time we talk about anything, it's bad.
Yeah.
I had a good year. Did you have a good year, though?
So yeah.
Personally... Did you have a good year, but a lot of shitty stuff happened? Or would you say
This is all like world shit too. It's like not my immediate. My immediate life is awesome all the time.
Yeah.
I'm in my world down here, so like nothing can get inside that bubble.
The bubble.
Yeah.
But you gotta pay attention to it.
Yeah. Well, this shit pops up, and
you're affected by it.
My girlfriend does. I'm highly affected by all that. Like I'm open for like anything crazy to just get in my head. Shameless. You seen this show, The Shameless?
I haven't watched it, but I know what you're talking about.
Ridiculous. But I cried 6 times watching it for one day when I did like a season and a half in one day.
Yeah.
Right after New Year's Eve. Because I was just relaxing. Mm-hmm. And you're too open. You're too open if a fake show makes you cry 6 times. You know what I'm saying? You're too open.
I'll admit it. I cry too. I'm a crier.
Yeah. I'll cry all the time.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, they know how to do that too. They do that to you on purpose.
Oh no! I was cussing at them. While it was happening. I was like, "Fuck these writers! They just fucked me up."
Well, they tap into something that's happened to you emotionally.
Yes.
You're emotionally.
Yep.
Attached to that situation.
I'm like, I can't believe you cheated on Fiona, you bitch slut. You're a fucking slut, bitch. I hope you die. And I'm like, oh damn, these writers got me again.
So you cried during the show because of a cheating scenario?
All kinds. There's no, they just fuck with you. It's every kind. It's kids, it's relationships between the parents and the kids.
Yeah,
I get fucked up
when the kids come into it now that I have kids. Never cared before. Oh. Never bugged me. Now that some kid shit comes on, I'm like,
yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, because then you just think about your kid. They lock you in on that one.
If that happened to my kid.
Yeah.
Ooh!
See, I don't like that.
Stay tuned. After these messages from Tide.
Yeah. Being open's good. I'm the same way, though. Like, I have to have a filter. I try to filter myself from all the shit. Because there's so much. You can only let a certain amount in or you're going to go crazy, right?
Right.
So you got to have some type of filter to say, there's some fucked up tragedy happened, but I can't deal with that right now. I have to deal with this fucked up thing that happened. But, I don't know, then there's people that are just oblivious to the whole thing. But I'm the same way.
Yeah,
I'll let it all in.
Yeah.
You gotta experience that, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta not just fucking, it sucks. And then you get back in your bubble and you
hammer
it out.
Yeah.
And
you get soaked.
Some more shit in.
Yep.
Get back in your bubble, hammer it out, get some more shit.
That is what's happening.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Good year, it's just a lot of shitty things.
Yeah, but so good with the puppets and all that. That's all good.
Yeah.
Like, it's just been growing.
And right now we're writing episodes.
Nice.
And then we're going to try to make some episodes like less than a real episode would be. You know, like maybe they aren't talking. We have a narrator, that kind of stuff. But then like in a real one, like if somebody came with a truck full of money, and then we could have them all talking stuff.
Or at least the kiddie pool.
A kiddie pool.
A kiddie pool for money would be cool.
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey, can you guys hold
maybe,
that for a
maybe
second?
Maybe you should start gambling.
I can't gamble.
Something you should suggest to people.
Well, I'm not good at it.
I always drive. I drive in from Seattle from my job, and there's always $45,000. So-and-so won at the, at the casino.
Yep.
I'm like, driving. only if I was a gambler. Yeah. You know? Only if I could just go gamble. I hate gambling. I'm not a gambler at all. But it's like one of those like daydreams you have. Oh, I could win that money. But,
right.
You wouldn't. You'd lose your house or something. But.
Yeah, I can't. I always...
You probably shouldn't start gambling. But maybe to get that money, you could gamble.
No. So here's the deal. I play chess every day all day long on my phone.
Yeah.
Against people from around the world.
You're an international chess player?
Yes. And these fuckers, man. And you can talk shit, so it gets weird sometimes. And when they have, when their name's like Trump Lover or like something like that, then you know, fuck, you're playing a different game. You know, you're trying to murder them and shit.
Make America great.
Anyways, I know I can't gamble because when I lose a game, I automatically am like, rematch, motherfucker. And they can kick my ass 74 times in a row, and I'm still like, rematch, I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get my money back. I'm going to get my money back. Uh-huh. Give me my money back.
So you would, like, lose your house.
I would lose everything. I would keep going. No, I'd be borrowing money. I'd be credit.
You'd put your wedding ring on the table.
Uh-huh. I would just look at that one dude that looks too big to be gay, and then you just walk into the bathroom. Oh! That's at the end.
Wow.
See, I'm not going to get into that. In college, went to Vegas, gambled, got drunk, won a bunch of money. Next day, lost everything. But my girlfriend wasn't there. I wouldn't have been able to, like, go out with
my friends.
I wouldn't have got... Luckily, my friend drove. Couldn't give him any money for gas. Like, total piece of shit scenario. But when I lost the last of my money, like, I had to hold my back from, like, jumping
and
like just the rage of like I don't know how people do it, and ever since then I fucking swore off gambling, but like so mad where I wanted to like literally I saw myself punching
the
guy
dealer
in the face and like I'm gonna make a scene right now, and I just had to stand there
and then walk,
you know, those like movies where they like cut to a scenario where the guy
it really
like,
happens
like,
but it doesn't
kills him
You're like, shit, he killed him!
Yeah, shit, he shoots him in the face, falls on the ground, he's dead. And then all of a sudden, it cuts back, and he's like sitting there just like thinking about that.
Yeah.
That
I love
was that.
That
scenario.
Yeah, I love that. Because I'm the one that always...
gambling.
I'm the one that always falls for that shit. Where I'm like, oh, shit, he killed him! What the fuck is going on? This movie's fucked up!
That's a little intense.
Start crying. he's dead! Yeah. And then it goes back to his face. I'm like, god damn, these writers again.
They gotcha. Got you.
Yeah, not gambling.
Yes. 2017.
2017? Like, what are we looking at?
What are we looking at for 2017?
Wow, 2017 is looking good.
Good things.
Canny Teeth Radio is going to be popping.
Just cannyteethradio.com.
We're going to be back
just
to weekly, and you can just go to where?
Cannyteethradio.com. And just press play.
You don't have to go to Podomatic or nothing, but you can if you want, but you don't have to. And you can go to iTunes, but you don't even have to. You can just go to canteethradio.com, and then you can just push play on the little triangle, motherfucker. Yeah!
Play. Push play.
That's a good thing for 2017.
Yeah, it's a rad thing. It's a huge step.
What do we got for predictions?
Well, somebody was predicting subscription headphones earlier.
I don't know which one. I did hear that. We were talking about that earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Because headphones are so shitty.
Well, I was showing Jeremy my headphones, and I got just earbuds in for this show, but this past year was kind of like the year of headphones for me. I upgraded to some...
the year of headphones.
For Jake.
T-Core.
So I got some new headphones, and I got these earbuds, And I'm so fucking sick of buying like 30. I'd always buy $20 to $35 earbuds, right?
Skull candy.
Right.
And they'd break after a month. Mm-hmm. So we're predicting that you're going to just basically buy into headphones.
So like for like $15.95 or
$19.95? Give us $15 a month and we'll send you a new pair of headphones every time they break. So I finally, I went out and finally spent some like $100 on these.
Yeah.
I'm trying them out. I said, fuck it.
You're somebody's dad. Dude. You're two people's dad. Get some fucking headphones.
I was like, I'm going to do it.
They're
amazing headphones. I think soon, and maybe we should get 10% from it.
Oh, this is proof. We got proof.
Yeah, we got proof right here on Candy Teeth Radio.
Copyright.
Episode 1, 2017.
Episode 1, season 2017, that there will be, there's going to be, who will be the company? I think Beat will do it. Beats will do it. They're the like.
It'll be Amazon.
Amazon will subscription team up headphones.
With Beats.
With Beats.
But it'll be it'll be a special like Beats designed earbud.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it'll break.
It'll break, but you'll get more.
Yeah, but you'll get more. But you have to pay them
by drone. Yeah, drone drop.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. By drone.
You're like, damn, my earphone broke. So
what do we have?
Is it new already that it was gonna break? It was scheduled to
started.
Break.
Yeah.
Let's do a little political prediction.
Okay. Oh,
political.
Wait a minute. When we started this, I was like, man, we ain't gonna have no goddamn politics on this shit. And now we have to.
Yeah.
So, that's out the window.
I think you kind of have to in a way, just because it's...
Because it's ludicrous!
It's pretty fucking crazy. So, it's always... There's always gonna be something now. I mean, there was...
All day, every day.
It just seems like we're... And I don't know, maybe it's because he's not actually president, that we're just being force-fed... Constant. I don't know. It's all bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is there any good stories?
He's bad.
I'm just wondering if it'd be like devil's advocate. Could we find
a good Trump story? Ah, Trump.
No. And there's still people at Standing Rock.
Nuh-uh. I thought that was all done.
Nope.
Ah, man.
I mean, I just got in this conversation the other day about social media and like the just the how amazing it is, but
yeah,
how fucking lame it is too.
Yeah,
it's like on, literally, it's like completely balanced. Maybe there's more shit than there is good, but
I think there is more shit than good, but not that much.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty balanced.
Yeah, it's but like in that situation, all the craziness that is happening, Facebook is. I mean, I wouldn't know half the shit. You know,
but another thing is, though, they just knock it out and shit, too.
What's that?
That part's weird. Where they, like, Facebook is how people are reporting these incidences, you know? And, like, catching it and capturing it and letting people know what's really happening.
Yeah, live feed.
Yeah, yeah. And then they'll just, like, cloud up that spot and be like, nah, not in that spot. Not for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Not for a little bit.
They can just turn a switch whenever they want on what is going on. It's really weird.
Well, you know, nothing's free.
No.
Nothing's free.
R.I.P. George Michaels.
Yes.
And actually, on the George Michael, that I think was like the most underrated out of all of them. It's really weird, like.
Oh, how quick his was?
Well, he
his death?
Well, he died. And
his
there
death
was,
party?
There wasn't really like a lot of.
Didn't Princess Leia steal his thunder though?
She did, kind of.
Yeah, Princess Leia.
Yeah, she killed, you know what I'm saying, on the levels.
And then her mom died, like.
Yeah, she just doubled down right there. She was like,
crazy.
I'm going to win this shit.
Sorry.
Come on, mom. She had to get help from her mom to win that shit.
A broken heart.
But that's a great thing to talk about sometime because that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How you can just be like, ah, this sucks.
Oh, yeah. It's a...
And in a day, it's a day later.
Yeah, no, it's pretty, like, no phenomenon, like...
Well,
yeah.
they have, like, where, like, old couples that were in love, and one of them dies, and then, like,
next
two
day,
or 3 days.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Day.
Bye.
Yeah, the next one dies.
Mm-hmm. They can't figure out why.
Yeah. Magic.
We'll figure it out here on Candy Teeth Radio. Yeah,
maybe 2017.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
ridiculous.
That'll be one of our answers that we answer this year.
All right.
Just more very dishonest media.
Yep.
Ding.
Let's wrap this up, man.
On on that note.
I mean, fuck Donald Trump. All right.
So, yeah, you're going to have to, you know, work on that voice, though, for sure.
Oh, I didn't do it.
You're going to be a resident Trump impersonator.
I'm into that.
Okay. Oh, we got more action.
Oh, shit, this is Trump right here.
He's like, I hear you talking shit about me.
Damn, he's all, Jeremy's a little bitch talking shit.
He's the worst puppeteer I've ever seen.
Fire.
I could buy his mother. Oh, Meryl Streep, I love you. Still.
She's pretty good. I don't know about the overrated part, for sure.
Overrated? She's just a super badass.
The best one ever.
Yeah. He's just mad because she ranked on his acting.
What's wrong with that?
Have you seen him act on any of those things? Like, they show him on any show forever. He's been on a million shows, like acting, like on sitcoms and shit.
I've never seen him act.
No, there's one where he's hitting on this dude that's dressed up like a chick, but it's the Mayor Giuliani. It's the best one you'll ever see.
Like, it's a real TV show that he's...
It's a real thing. Trump, the person, is acting with Mayor Giuliani dressed up as a girl, and he's acting like he's trying to fuck him. And it's just real.
In the 80s or the 90s? Or 80s. The 80s?
I think 80s. It could be 90s.
It's a skit.
They bleed together.
It's a skit?
Yeah.
Like on...
We're going to play it right after this. We're going to play it right after.
You know, you're really beautiful. And a woman that looks like that has to have her own special scent.
Oh, thank you. Maybe you could tell me what you think of this scent.
I like that.
This may be the best of all. Oh, you dirty boy, you. Oh, oh. Donald, I thought you were a gentleman.
You can't say I didn't try.
Well, I think we did it, and we did it too long. That's good.
Yes, sir.
We're going to try and make them shorter, but we didn't do it. But we'll do it next time.
Always room for improvement in 2017.
That's it. We're just going to grow.
Grow. We're going to learn and grow.
Grow. I wish I knew a grow song right now.
Growing up like a plant.
Reaching to the sun.
Reaching to the sun.
Happy bills.
Only
work for one day.
Well... So Jeff is going to play the outro music now with his little tape recorder.
I was trying to think of like how that's like the one piece of equipment I didn't bring today as a tape player.
Well, we had the.
Dude, we set up all the new microphones.
Yeah, I got some music that we can use. So.
That part's cool. We got microphones. 2017 is going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm happy that we have listeners. Thanks for listening to Candy Teeth Radio.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
It's going to be way easier for you now because we're going to start doing it weekly, and I'm saying it out loud. Oh, shit.
All right, here we go.
So here's the outro music. And until episode number 2 of the 2017 season featuring J.D. Cole. And Jeff and Jeremy.
Yeah, us too. We'll be here.
We'll be. You're excited to be here?
I'm very excited.
Me too. Even if I act like a little bitch sometimes, it's okay.
Even if you act like a little bitch?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. We all do.
Yeah. So. That's it.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. And.
CandyTeethRadio.com.
Uh-huh. Wow. We get to say that at the end now.
Yes.
You can go to CandyTeethRadio.com and push play.
Go push play.
See how short that was? You can just push play. It's awesome. If you want to check out Jake Deacon.
Are you gonna do that with my name every single time? Just for the first year, okay.
Yeah, now I'll make up something else.
Decoy1.com, DKOY1.com.
Check out this dude's artwork and see who you're listening to. Also, Jeff Weig is in the house, and he does stuff.
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud is one of the things. Slash off model. You're not letting... Is there a top secret one that you're not letting out yet?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yes!
Yes.
All right. Top secret. Cool. Thanks for listening, and stay alive.
Stay alive, everybody.
I'm sure you have an amazing penis.
Yeah.